Welcome to the Gentle Yoga Warriors weekly podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again. So hello, I'm so excited today. This is season 5 and it's all going to be about absolute. And today we've got an extra special guest on the show, a truly wonderful human being. And we're going to talk about absolute faith with Felicity Bevel. And she is a renowned reflexologist and also healer. And the one thing that really draws me to want to speak to you today is that having met you a few times, I think your energy is a very grounding and calming, nurturing energy. And I'd say that was the perfect combination for a reflexologist to make people feel comfortable to come and see you. So Felicity, hi, welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. It's such a delight and joy to sit and be with you. I'm really good today.
Oh, good. I'm really pleased to have you on the show. So excited. So for those of you who don't know, I know today we're going to talk about absolute faith, but could you explain briefly what reflexology is to someone that hasn't got a clue at all?
Yeah, with pleasure. Reflexology is amazing. It's an amazing complementary therapy whereby there's like an intricate map of the whole of your body, believe it or not. It's quite miraculous.
Wow.
On your feet, on your hands, on your face. So as a reflexologist, I apply pressure to different points on the hands, the feet, or the face that represent a part of your body, and it brings the whole body back into a state of balance and well-being. So let's say, for example, you're struggling to sleep. I would find the points on the feet that relate to that in your body, like helping to regulate the pineal gland and helping to reduce the stress in your body, and hopefully then you would be able to sleep. So it's a really amazing technique that's been developed over thousands of years and used by, you know, across the world. So it's really,
wow, amazing.
Yeah.
I was reading about it, and they've used it in ancient China for thousands of years, from my understanding. And also in Egypt, there's actually paintings in Egypt which show reflexology, which I think is amazing. So that's fascinating. So you've lived in London for around about 18 years, and most of your work you do in London, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 18 years, right? It always amazes me. I didn't think I'm such a nature lover that I was like, what am I doing in London? But there are just so many people that need help and support with the reflexology here. And I found a nice green and leafy part of North London to hang out in.
So nature's always a winner.
So much. Anywhere I could be near some ancient trees, right? And you know all about that.
Yeah. Trees. Yeah, trees are my thing. Today, we're going to talk about absolute faith. So faith, to me, I think can mean different things to different people. And to explain a bit further, courage is not about never feeling fear. For what changes fear into courage is faith. And on the 18th of January, it was Martin Luther King Day and remembrance of Martin Luther King. And one of his quotes that always sticks out in his mind to me about faith is taking the first steps, even when you don't see the whole staircase. So over to you, Felicity, on faith, absolute.
That is such a beautiful quote.
Yes.
And that's so how I feel with it as well. That really resonates. I mean, the reason that I thought to talk about faith today is because over the past like sort of few months, it's kept coming into my field. A lot of people have said to me, Felicity, you need more faith in what you do, in who you are. And I'm like, well, what does faith mean to me? And I've been going through a bit of a journey with it, really, around, and what it really means to me ultimately is I've come to realize is having faith in yourself, in your true nature, having faith in who you really are, understanding and reaching deep down within to find that sort of beautiful essence of who you are, and having faith in moving from that point with complete love and trust that life will hold you as you move through life. So it's a bit like what Martin Luther King was saying there, you know, it's like you can see the first two steps, but not the whole staircase, but you take the step anyway.
But much more of us need to have faith these days, because it's sometimes we kind of live in a society where we have to see something that's in front of us, where faith is beyond something that we can see.
Yeah, faith is, yeah, there is definitely a sense of there being a trust in something bigger than ourselves, right? Some kind of a background. And I know a lot of people in that way would turn towards a certain religion to have sort of that faith in something bigger. There's a presence that's there, and also a community that's there as well. So for me, let's say there's a faith in something bigger than myself is being sort of what I would call life or source. I don't particularly follow a certain religion, but over the years I've studied and been sort of a part of a few of them. But it for me always just comes back down to this beautiful sense of life, of source, that's sort of bigger than us and sort of moves through us, moves with us, holds us and supports us. So there's definitely having that trust in that unity with something bigger than ourselves.
That, I love that. That's very beautiful what you said to describe unity and also like community, because I think that what's going on in the world right now has never been a time really when we're so disconnected from people at the moment, where we need to have that faith that there is a community, and that there's faith that there is something beyond this earthly plane that we are cohabiting at the moment right now.
So hear you. There's so much uncertainty and so much different information out there, so much conflict, lots of conflict in our minds about where's the right direction to go. And I think this is key, because I really do believe that there's a fundamental love that we all have as human beings. And there's that when we move as that love, there is always inclusion, there is always community. And it doesn't matter, maybe we have different thoughts or beliefs, there's still like a love and a connection that can happen there. And I think it's so important to have faith in our wider human community.
Yeah, no, I get you with that 100%. It's true, there's something more beyond than what we all see, and it is a lot of, there's too much in the mind at the moment, and there is a lot of different opinions and a different discussions. And I think one of the most beautiful things I feel is to have faith in people, is to love people unconditionally is a form of faith, really. So talking hypothetically, you can have an aunt that may have a completely different view about something to you, but you can have faith that there's still that sense of love and community between you. And I think that's what's kind of been lost a little bit. So Felicity, with regards to faith, is there a link between finding your faith and reflexology, in a sense that I'm trying to think what the opposite of, I guess feeling hopeless would be maybe the opposite of faith. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe the opposite of faith. And if we have lost faith, how can you put that faith back into someone, a bit of more hope?
A bit more hope. I mean, there's a few little questions there, really.
Oh, there is. I'm bombarded today.
Great. I love these questions, like linking it in with reflexology and that how to, perhaps when someone comes to me and they have lost faith and they are feeling hopeless. And the one thing I do as a reflexologist, and this might be my thing, but I think we all as complementary therapists do this for people, is to hold space for someone who comes with whatever they're feeling. Because I think the first starting point when you're starting to rebuild perhaps some hope, perhaps not for that person as much as you can do, you're there to hold space for them. But you hold space and say, you are okay to be as you are. And it's okay to not feel hope, because a lot of energy can be lost when we're trying to push back against that hopelessness and say, it's not all right for me to be hopeless. I should have faith in something. I should be doing this. There's so much energy wasted. Can sometimes be a gift that you do not see in landing in that hopelessness.
That's really elegantly put, very beautiful. in a sense, I would feel if I was a client coming to you and feeling like that, you are actually showing faith in me, showing me that it's okay to be with these feelings. It's okay to be feeling despondent. That's a great gift you can give people.
Absolutely. And just meeting that ground, when you start that acceptance of who you are in this moment, what you're experiencing right now, you know, it's that gift of acceptance and trust.
Yeah, it sounds like it always comes back to being more present. That's why I always go on every week about meditation on these podcasts, because I think it's so important. But there's different ways to find to be present, but I think that's like the key to so many of our problems, and faith being one of them. Not that it's a problem, but as such, but as our blind sides, I guess, of not being able to just have absolute faith.
Absolutely. I mean, my goodness, the amount of times when I've been lost in my head or down the rabbit hole or something like that, and I just sit and meditate, even just for 5-10 minutes, you know, if you're just starting out, but they can sit and meditate and you just find yourself sinking in and connecting deeper. And then you start to hear that voice of your wisdom, don't you? That kind of that yeah. sense of that something bigger, that sense of that unity that can help you to hold space for your mind and all the ways it's kicking off and like talking to you and pulling you in different directions. It centers, doesn't it?
100%. It can be sometimes be like a child having a tantrum. That's the way I like to describe it. So if you stop putting more stuff or like shouting at child, it's just going to have a bigger tantrum. Whereas you start to become calm, then the mind starts to become calm. So that's where I've seen meditation as a great tool. I personally can't see how people can function so well by not doing some sort of mindfulness. I think it's really kind of important these days. It's a really important tool to have, to do, even if you just go for a walk to clear your head, digging a bit deeper, going a bit down the rabbit hole of faith, as I like to do on these podcasts. Can you think of an example where faith got you through a situation? Like, you don't have to go into too much detail, or you can go in as much detail as you want, but any example would be greatly appreciated.
Do you know that there are so many, aren't there? There's two that spring to mind. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the first one was when I studied to be a reflexologist, I didn't think it was going to be my work. I was an occupational therapist at the time. But when I got on the course, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was amazing, the most amazing thing ever. And so I decided to go part-time as an occupational therapist and somehow build a practice as a reflexologist. And I had so many people say along the way how hard it is to make a living as a complementary therapist, how it's difficult, you can't do it. But for some reason, it felt so right in my body that I just stuck my fingers in my ears and I just carried on. But the biggest faith was when, you know, you get these little shoves, don't you? But I came to the point where I was like, I'd really love to do this full time. But I'm not ready. I'm afraid. I don't know how I'm going to support myself financially. How is this going to work? You know, my mind was really worrying. And then I had a conversation with a clinical lead physiotherapist, would you believe?
Oh, wow.
I was trying to tell about facial reflexology and how it could help with neurological problems. And she turned to me, she looked me in the eye and she said, "You've clearly been brainwashed." I was so shocked. I was like, no one has ever spoken to me that way. But it was like the complete catalyst. And the next day I handed in my notice and I was just like, I just have to give this a go. And
that is so inspiring for all of us self-employed people out there. You know, we have so many doubts and fears, and it is just like closing them fears and doubts off and just going for it. And that is faith. And you have embodied faith, bringing absolute faith to this podcast today.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, that's that phrase, isn't it? Taking a leap of faith. And
yes.
Totally paid off for me. I've been full-time for 10 years.
That's amazing. That's absolutely fantastic. So it just goes to show, if you have the faith, you're in alignment, doors will open.
I mean, it would be fair to say to everybody out there, it's not like I don't have my days of fear.
That's important for listeners to know that, because sometimes you can listen to these things and can feel inadequate because you do have days of fear and you do have days of doubt. But I see that the days of joy outweigh the days of fear in the end. So you just kind of just push through it, because even if you're working for someone else, you're still going to have days of fear. So if you might as well do something that you love, if that's your journey in life.
Absolutely. And like, yeah. And it's just like, I now greet fear like an old friend, you know, it's like, yeah. Oh, here we go again. Let's go round that circle of fear.
Yeah, I get it.
Land on your day, and then there's a day when you do your work and it's so full of joy that your heart opens and you're like, this is why I do what I do.
The golden nuggets that you get from your work, and you just think, this is what makes it worthwhile.
Because you get that in your yoga as well.
Yeah, like my yoga, definitely podcasting, just it's just anything that touches people, because I think people should never feel like they're on their own. We're all spiritual, having a human experience, and some days we're going to feel inadequate, some days we're going to feel amazing, but the underlying current underneath it all is the faith. So Felicity, what is the biggest tip you could give to our listeners right now on keeping the faith, or anything else you wish to share?
Yeah, that's really funny, actually, because I was thinking sort of about this. What tip would I give to someone? And funnily enough, it's sort of come out in what we've talked about anyway. Yes. But I would say to all the listeners, you are perfectly imperfect. And it's one of those things, often I feel when I'm giving a reflexology session or a healing session of some kind, it's like, if only you could see how I see you, you'd never doubt yourself again, because you are so beautiful. You are so perfectly imperfect in the way that you move through the world. We're human, having this human experience, but there's nobody like you out there.
Yes.
Oh, you're completely unique. So there's no one else like you, no one else with the gifts that you have to give.
And so special.
So true, to be able to come to that acceptance and that belief in yourself. And I think that's key. And where it comes back to for me is kind of a way of moving past your ego, because ego can keep you, you know, we have an idea that ego is that self-inflated person who pushes themselves forward and is like not thinking about how it's affecting others, or not coming from a place of love necessarily. But ego can also limit us by telling us we're not worthy, by telling us we're smaller than we are, by telling us you can't do that. How could you possibly achieve that? So I really would invite all our listeners, just like you, I would say to them, meditate. Come home to yourself, because the only way you're going to find that deeper, truer voice, that true self of you, that true part of you, is through quietening your mind, not ignoring your mind, but learning to sort of integrate it. And this is a top tip, but it's not a quick tip.
I think some people have this fantasy that you do one meditation session and then you're sorted. Like, some days, I don't know about you, some days I sit on that mat and it's just not happening, and other days it does. But I think even the days when it doesn't feel as flowy, it's still worth doing. You're still getting something, even if it doesn't seem that way. Again, it's having faith in the meditation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a practice. It's like exercise, you know? It's just like a form of exercise for your mind, in a sense, or for your
brain. Yeah, it is. I always like to see it. It's like cleaning. It's like you're vacuuming out all the gunk that has kind of stuck on your neural pathways, in a sense that it's like telling you you're not good enough, blah blah blah, and you're seeing a clearer picture. So you're like cleaning the windows of like your mind. And at the end of this podcast, I will actually give our listeners a meditation on keeping the faith. I do have some more questions for you. So what would you suggest to listeners who are international about reflexology? Any tips? Is there any service that you do internationally, or is it all based in London?
My in-person sessions of reflexology are obviously in London at the moment. I haven't really travelled with it. But I offer some online sessions now, but these are online sessions more of energy healing. And these are online sessions of group meditation, funnily enough.
There's something so powerful about doing meditations in group and energy healing, is such an amazing, I think it magnifies meditation tenfold, what does for me anyway. That's amazing that you can offer those online. Felicity. I'm sure our listeners will be eager to check out your details. I know that your website is Soul, as in Soul of Foot, which is S-O-L-E, transformations.co.uk. And you also have, I'll put the details on the notes with this podcast, but you also have a Facebook page called Soul Transformations Reflexology. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And you can find me on Instagram as well. It's
Instagram as well, yeah.
Reflexology, and I'm there.
Perfect. I'm going to put all the links at the end of this, but I have one final question. I'm going to ask all my guests this question. What are you reading at the moment that you just feel compelled to share with our listeners today?
Okay, listeners, are you ready for this? Because the book I'm reading is called Pussy, A Reclamation.
Oh, wow.
By Regina Thomas Howard.
Wow.
Another level of coming home to yourself, probably more for women, but men can read this too for your partners.
It sounds fascinating.
Awakening our feminine energy, dropping into our creativity through our sexual and feminine energies. So really awakening through that and coming out into the world, showing your true self, your true gifts, moving with that feminine flow and energy. And I can so recommend this book. It's been transformed.
I'm going to get it now. I've got to read it.
You've got to get it. She also does, she's in the US, but she also does these monthly online groups. Look her up. And if you're in America, go to her School of Womanly Arts. I would be there in a shot.
Once this lockdown ends, maybe you could get over to one of our workshops. But
fingers crossed,
definitely. It's been an absolute pleasure to listen to you today speak about absolute faith. I can't highly recommend you enough. You're just an amazing light being, which the world needs right now. So go forth with your day, and thank you for giving me this time today. It's been great.
Thank you so much. It has been such a joy, and it's really a pleasure to know you and to work with you in the way that we do and to have this conversation with you. So thank you so much for all you bring to the world. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you. And you are too. Such an amazing light. So we're gushing now. So thank you, Felicity. And do stay tuned, everyone. I've got an amazing Keeping the Faith meditation for you. As with all meditations, please do not do when you're driving or operating machinery. All meditation should be done from the safety of your home. And if you are listening to this podcast when you're driving, just pause it until you get home, and then you can start the meditation. So sitting either cross-legged or on a hardback chair, as long as the spine is nice and straight, you're going to close the eyes and just start to take some slow, deep breaths. In and out through the nostrils. Feel as if the nostrils flare as you inhale. And as you exhale, you feel as if everything is just letting go. So as you sit there with awareness of the breath, the mind may try and entice you elsewhere. Let the mind be and just come back to the breath. The breath is the greatest tool for you and your meditation practice. It brings us into the present moment. Visualize the brightest light you could possibly imagine. So bright, so light. The light then fills the room. As you keep your eyes closed, you feel the light growing and growing and growing. And with this light, it brings protection. As you inhale and exhale, offer your lack of belief in something that is beyond to the divine, and instead embody faith. For faith isn't something you can buy from the supermarket. It isn't something that you can see in front of your face. But faith has helped many a person in the past, and it has helped you as well. For faith is a sense of knowing beyond what we actually can feel. faith help change things. Faith helps us to expand. Faith helps us have trust in the divine. So as you inhale, the light brings protection, and as you exhale, you offer all your doubts to the light as they are taken away. So just keep inhaling and exhaling. Next, feel the breath as it enters and exits the nose. Feel the connection with the ground and realize that this bright, amazing light of faith is in the essence of you. The light is always within you and you within it. You are one. Stay in the light, breathing and relaxing. See the lighthouse that you are, how solid you are. Your bricks reach beneath the ground and your roof goes further than the eye can imagine. This is your higher self and it is always part of you. You can always access this via your faith. And faith is that sense of all-knowing which you cultivate by connecting with your meditation practice and the divine. Stay in the light, breathing and relaxing. Surrender to the moment and take faith and gratitude for who you are. For you, brave soul, are always and beyond enough. Have faith that your life has a purpose and that you came here at this particular time to fulfill that purpose. Surrender to the moment, but remember to have moments of joy. Through play and happiness, our faith is cultivated as well as through meditation. Think back to a single incident in your past when you had faith. Maybe it was that time when you were taking your driving lesson and you passed, and there's something within you, that deeper sense of faith, or faith that someone was going to be there for you when you needed them. There can be all different scenarios. Just find one that suits your purpose right now. Find one from the archives of your memory. Faith. Faith. When did you last take the first step without seeing the whole staircase, but there was some deep sense of knowing within your being? Faith is what keeps us progressing. Faith is what helps us find joy. Faith is the essence of our being. If only we'd allow it to be. So as you inhale and you exhale, remember the feeling that you had that time when you once cultivated faith. And see if you can sit in that feeling. Sit in that feeling. It might have a colour, a sound, an image in your mind. Or it might just be that you feel without having any of these things. But whatever it is, connect with it. And bring that into the mind's eye. So next time, dear one, when you feel you're lacking in faith, come back to this mat, come back to this place, and remember, you are divine. So slowly take some breaths in and out through the nostrils, inhaling and exhaling, a sense of calm, peace, and equilibrium. Start to move the hands and toes and open the eyes. So remember, faith is within your being. You can tap into it whenever you feel the need to, and meditation is a good access point for that. So thank you for listening to the first episode on season 5 of the Gentle Yoga Warriors Weekly Podcast. I'd like to thank you. If you did enjoy the show, please, please, please leave a review somewhere. So whatever station you're using to listen to it, much appreciated. And if you would like to buy me a coffee, I won't say no. The details are on the description of this podcast. If not, I'll see you very soon. And thank you for listening. The Gentle Yoga Warriors Weekly Podcast. In association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again.